As you are enjoying your dessert of deep dish chocolate chip, molten deep dish chocolate chip cookies, which is Malka's new creation from her new cookbook, and overturned on your plate like a mountain so tall where Avram passed the greatest test of all. That's Har Habayis Har HaMoriah with the Beis Hamikdash, the site of the future Beis Hamikdash. That was where the binding of Yitzchak took place. And then cut fruit. Our meal ends with this simple rhyme of the most infamous fruit tree of all time. The Eitz Hadas and the Eitz HaChaim. Right. Good. And the bonus question, even the winter motif has a reason. When did Hashem first make changes in season? Who knows that one? After the Mabul. That's right. The Chalik say? After the flood. Then Hashem made the changes in the seasons. That's what it seems. That's when the seasons took place. So as you are enjoying your dessert, I said in the last class that I was going to say one last small thought to finish off Sefer Bereishis. You realize, of course, that when we start Sefer Shemos, please God, in 3 weeks, January the 9th, it's Hashem, January the 9th at 7:30 regular time. When we start it, then we're going to change the name of the class. We can't call it Creation Class anymore. So it will be called Redemption Class. The Book of Shemos, Exodus, which is the Redemption Class.
Bring it on.
That's right.
Bring it on.
First we created, and now we're going to redeem.
Bring it on.
But in finishing off, Sefer Bereishis, so I told you that any good book, you can always draw a connection and a parallel between the very first sentence and the very last sentence in the book. And we know the very first sentence that's famous, Bereishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim es ha-aretz. In the beginning, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. And the very last one, a little bit less known and kind of difficult to line up with the first one. Vayamas Yosef ben Me'avo Eser Shanim. Yosef died at 110 years old. Vayachantu Oso. And they embalmed him, thank you. Vayisem ba'aron b'mitzrayim, and he was placed in a chest, in a box. We would call it a coffin in Egypt. We already spoke about the aron of Yosef and the aron that you keep the luchos in, that you keep the tablets in. We already spoken about that. But how do we connect that last pasuk, that last verse, with the first pasuk, with the first verse? It doesn't seem like there's any connection at all. The Sefer Bereishis, which is the book of creation, is an entire story of creation. At this point, creation is over. We have completed the study of creation with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the 12 tribes. Yaakov has passed away, and remember Yosef, who was the bridge between the Avos and the Banim, between the patriarchs and the children, between the fathers and the children. Yosef is the bridge. He's also passed away. So that is the end of creation. From here on in, whatever they created now does its thing. The Jewish people, who in Parashat Shmos are going to be enslaved, as you know, and then will be redeemed. But the creation has already happened. Now the people have to move on from there. When it says the very last pasuk, it seems very ominous. Yosef dies, and we know Yosef was the viceroy. When he dies, we lose our connection to the government. We lose our seat of power, because no Jew replaced Yosef in the government. Now we're under the control of Paro. Yosef dies at 110 years old. They embalm him. He's put in a box in an aron. Where? B'mitzrayim, in Egypt. And Egypt is the seat of power of the world right now. And it seems very ominous. What's going to happen next? And we know that it's only going to get worse. The Targum, the Unkelus, writes that Yosef was placed in the Nile in Egypt. As we know from later on, that's where the Aron, that's where the coffin was put. It was sunk into the Nile River. When Moshe had to leave later and he had to take Yosef's bones with him, he had to figure out how to get it out of the Nile River. We spoke about that in the past. We will speak about it again, please God, Parshas B'Shalach, when we get to that episode. When is the Nile first mentioned in the Torah?
Moshe
didn't
put the Nile.
What's that?
Moshe didn't.
No. When is the Nile River first mentioned in the Torah? We had it in Sefer Bereishis. The Nile River is mentioned in Sefer Bereishis, actually in a few places. Okay, well, it's alluded to when Yaakov comes down. Okay, right. He says Paro's dream, which is true, but Dina got an earlier reference, which is in Parashas Bereishis. In the very beginning of Parashas Bereishis, when it describes Gan Eden, and it says there was a river going out from Eden, and it split into four parts, and it names the four parts, Shem HaRishon, I think, Pishon, is Pishon. Rashi says that's the Nile River. Pishon, the first one, is the Nile River. So it's mentioned all the way back there. The Nile River is the very first river mentioned in the Torah. And here, Yosef is sunk into the very first river mentioned in the Torah. Now that doesn't connect us to the very first Pasuk, but it does connect us all the way back to the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. So we have those two things lined up. When it says Bereishis bara Elokim, in the beginning God created. So if you remember, 4.5 years ago, in our very first class, we talked about Bereishis bara Elokim, how the verse doesn't read very well. In the translated as, in the beginning God created. In the beginning of what? In the beginning of what?
Bereishis. It doesn't.
Very good, Bereishis. Bereishis, Rashi points out, is always followed by something. In the beginning of something. And here it doesn't seem to say anything. The beginning of what? And there are various answers given. But one of the answers is Bereishis. On account of Reishis, because of Reishis, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. Who is Reishis? What is Reishis?
Yisrael,
the Jewish people, are called Reishis, are called the beginning, are called the first. Because of the Jews, that's why the world was created. The universe was created on account of the Jews. Hashem created the universe because there would be a Jewish people whose mission would be to bring God into the world and to bring the world close to God. That is the sole purpose of creation. That's why He did it. It is on account of Reishis, on account of the Jewish people. At the end of Sefer Bereishis, when things appear to be ominous and Yosef is being sunk into the Nile River, it almost appears like the Jewish people are about to become sunk into Egypt. Almost as if the Egyptians are on the rise, the Jews are on the decline, and the Egyptians will now become the center stage of history. Where until now it's been the Jews, and now it will be the Egyptians. And the truth is, when we learn through Parashat Shmos, we will see that that is what Paro and Moshe are sparring over. They're going to be fighting back and forth over who's really the main event. Is it the Jews or is it the Egyptians? Who's the firstborn? Who's the Bechor? Who's the firstborn? We're going to discuss that in depth when we get to Parsha Shmos and Va'era and Bo and Bishalach. That'll be a very, very important theme which we're going to carry through. Excellent. Okay, very good. That preceded our Sefer Bereishis. Very good. You can't get anything by.
What's
it?
What did
she say? She said, Mrs. Kaiser said that the Shabbos that we came down, before we came down to, before we were here, we moved here, I gave a class. And it was on this. It was on this. I don't know if it's recorded or not. I mean, it's a Pesach show, really. As Yosef is being sunk into the Nile, and the Egyptians have now become the leading power of the world, we are told to recall Bereishis bara Elokim. It is on account of the Jews that Hashem created. Even as Yosef is being sunk into the Nile River and the Jews are being sunk into Egyptian culture, no matter what, it is still Bereishis, it is still on account of the Jewish people that Hashem created the world. And that will never change. And we see this, of course, throughout history. The Egyptians fall by the wayside, we go to Israel, and then we go into exile, as we're studying now in Sefer Daniel with the women, and the Jews now sink into the Babylonian culture, and there it appears like now it's going to be the Babylonians who are going to be the center stage of history, which is what Nebuchadnezzar wants. But no, Hashem tells him right at the outset that that's not the case. It is still Bereishis. It is still on account of the Jewish people. They fall by the wayside, the Persians rise, and the same thing happens there. The same thing happens with the Greeks, as we just celebrated Hanukkah. And even now, in the exile of Edom, the fourth and final one, where it appears like we are not the center stage, but we know from the headlines every day of the year, it is the Jews who are the center stage. It always was, it always will be. No one can stop that. The non-Jews can't stop that, even though they want to, and we can't stop that, even though sometimes we want to stop it as well. We are always the center stage of history because it is our mission to bring this world to where it has to get to. And Hashem will never, ever let us forget it. And therefore, we should ourselves endeavor not to forget it. Even as we feel like we're being sunk into the Nile, being sunk into the culture that we are in, it is really Bereishis. It is on account of the Jewish people that the world exists. The appropriate thing to do now is to recall that it is on account of us that the world was created. The entire 4.5 years of creation was on account of the Jewish people, on account of us. And therefore, as we have finished this book, Baruch Hashem, of course, Torah is never over. We're going to continue on to Shemos Mirtz Hashem, and we should all be back in good health for another Siyum and Sefer Shemos, Bezos Hashem. I don't know if it'll be 4.5 years, but whenever it is. And Mirtz Hashem, we should continue through with Vayikra and Bamidbar and Dvarim and on and on as Torah never ends. But because it is on account of us, we should all say together what we say when we finish a book. We say, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. Amen.